And that means it's time for Radio Noon across Newfoundland and Labrador. I'm Cease Hare, your host today. Helping people hear better has reached a new technological height. The hearing aid company Beltone has a new hearing aid on the market that's being described as revolutionary. Frank Skupski is General Manager of Beltone Canada. He's sitting across the studio from me now, and good day to you, sir.
And good day to you.
Well, let's talk about this new device. It's being described as revolutionary. What is it? How does it work?
Well, the new device developed by Beltone is the Beltone First hearing aid, and it is the world's first made-for-iPhone hearing instrument. That basically means we now have a hearing aid that can stream directly to your iPhone, and the actual end user can control the hearing instrument.
Okay.
Just utilizing their telephone.
So it's the same as, so they can adjust the volumes, for example, while Correct. They're on the phone?
Correct. They can adjust the volume. They can stream music directly to their hearing aids. It's stereo quality. They can utilize things like FaceTime. They can even use their GPS and have instructions given to them directly. There's really endless applications with the product.
Now, what are some of the other features? When you talk about music, can you adjust your treble and your bass, that sort of thing?
Absolutely. Before with hearing instruments, really a lot of the adjustments the end user had to make were all manual. Mm-hmm. They had to actually take their finger, maybe go up to the ear, change a program. With this device, the Beltone app that's available through the App Store, they can go in there, they can adjust the treble, they can adjust the bass. They can even go in and there's a geotagging feature in the instrument. And what they can do is they can actually adjust the hearing instrument, save the place. So every single time they return back to that place, for instance, say they like to go to a club or something like that, the hearing aid will actually, or the iPhone will actually ask them, would you like to set it the way it was the last time you were here? And you can say, yes, I do. And you can save up to 15 places.
So a person would need different adjustments for work, for play, for
Correct.
Outdoors, indoors, that sort of thing.
That's right. And some of the other neat features on it is that there's a geotagging function mm-hmm. in this product. So when the iPhone is connected to the hearing instrument, it actually knows where it is. So for instance, if you lose the hearing aid, it will basically bring up a map like you see on your GPS and your iPhone. And it'll tell you the last place that you were connected to the hearing aid. Or a very common thing that happens with hearing instruments, because they're so small, right? This is one of the smallest hearing aids we've ever made, is that if you lose it in the house, you can actually use the iPhone kind of like a Geiger counter, mm-hmm. you know, and it'll kind of give you a hot and cold, and you'll be able to track down the hearing instrument.
Wow.
So it'll probably be, what, under the cushion on the couch or something like that.
Now, when I think of hearing aid products, I think of the elderly, maybe correctly or incorrectly. Mm-hmm. And when I think of the elderly, I think of people who may not be tech savvy. How do you sell them on a product like this if they're frightened to death of a laptop or an iPad?
Well, I think first and foremost, we're really talking about a great hearing instrument that sounds natural. It's very small. It's very discreet. That is really the main focus of the product. What we do know, though, with smartphone usage, for instance, out there, that, for instance, smartphone usage among people who are 65 plus is growing 50% every year. So really, first things first, it's a great sounding hearing aid. It has great applications. And as, you know, we start seeing more and more usage among seniors, for instance, with smartphones, whether it be on the Apple iOS platform or the Android platform, you'll have options down the road, even if you don't have an iPhone. Of the entire population, it's roughly about 10 to 15% of all Canadians, for instance, have some sort of a hearing loss. But as we get older, say at age 65, that number goes up to about 35%. And as we get up to 70, 75, those numbers increase even more.
I'd like to ask you, why does it seem to be that these products are so expensive? They seem expensive to me.
Well, yeah, I think they are an investment. There's no doubt about it. It is, there's a lot of research and development that goes into the products. But really what it is more than anything is that when you get a hearing instrument, it's just not something that you buy and you walk away. You know, you are probably returning back for regular service visits, checkups, cleanings, and that's all included. It's kind of like when you buy a car, think about getting free oil changes and free tune-ups, for the life of the hearing instrument. And that's all included in the price. So that really what you're paying for is the practitioner. I mean, I love to use the analogy of an orthodontist, for instance. You know, if you really took the materials from getting braces and put them on a table, you'd probably have a pile of metal there, you know, and elastics and plastic and things like that. But what you're paying for is the professionalism of that, you know, that healthcare professional that's doing the work, and it's going to get you the results that you're looking for.
Okay. Thank you very much. It was a pleasure seeing you.
And it was great being here.
And Frank Skupski is General Manager of Beltone Canada, and he joined us in studio this afternoon.